Joining us now from the Vikings Entertainment Network is this guy.
Cutler on a seven-step drop, and now he's hit. He dropped the ball. It's finally a sack, and Jared Allen, I believe, recovered it. Jared Allen with the strip sack, giving him 9.5 on the season. And for Jared Allen, that's a sack in 8 consecutive games, tying Jim Marshall and Carl Eller for a Minnesota Vikings record.
Damn, Jared, I got the sucker right. It wasn't Heath Farwell. It wasn't Greenway on Ryan Matthews. I got it right. I'm so proud.
I do appreciate it. You know what? Finally, we're starting to gel.
I'll never forget 2009 for many reasons. When I screwed that Farwell thing up and I had no idea why I did it, and I saw you doing a radio interview in the locker room after the game, and I walked by you and the guy was introducing you and playing that highlight, and you looked at me and went, Heath bleeping Farwell? Are you kidding me? And I felt so bad. But anyway, man, I know you're on short time. Thanks for taking time to join us in front of this border battle. You heard it in the call, Jared. Sacks in 8 consecutive games. Cool, cool having your name next to the likes of Jim Marshall and Carl Eller.
Oh, absolutely. You know what? It's a great achievement just to be mentioned with those guys. I mean, those guys obviously put in a huge body of work, especially for this organization. So, you know, it's nice. It's cool. But, you know, it's not the end all. And, you know, we got a lot of work to do.
You had some quotes last week into the Bears game. Team was 1-4, got destroyed Sunday night. Have to deal with that this weekend from 1-5. But you talked about the peace and the serenity and the calm and just the good group that you guys have at Winter Park, and how at peace you are with who you are, and despite the bad record, how things are going. And I thought that was really telling of not only Leslie Frazier's leadership, but the group of guys you have. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. You know, believe it or not, I mean, the record doesn't show it, but I tell you what, this has been probably one of the most pleasant, you know, seasons to come to work, and we're actually probably having more fun. I know we're having a lot more fun than we did last year, and unfortunately, the record doesn't show. So you can imagine how much fun we'd be having if we were winning. But you know, there's a confidence around here. There is. I mean, it's one of those things that things are just going wrong on the field. You know, I mean, whether we were losing by a hair, you know, by a point or whatever it was, yep, giving leads up in the fourth quarter, just, you know, or, you know, we got our butts whooped in Chicago. It's plain and simple. But the character of this team, I honestly believe, is going to come out. And through this adversity, there's going to be some good things coming through this.
How's your right eye? It looked awful and gnarly after the Sunday night game.
Oh, it's all right. You know what? Yeah, it's just the blood, you know, the bruising or whatever, just like a typical bruise on your arm. Usually when it gets yellow and gnarly looking, it's healing. So, but I got no problems with my vision. Everything's going good. I guess it makes me look a little tougher.
You love to hit Aaron Rodgers, don't you?
You know, it is fun. You know, he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league right now. And, you know, as a competitor, it's always fun to play against the best. And when you can make, you know, you hear his pads hit the ground, and you hear that grunt coming out of the wind coming out of their lungs. Like, it makes you smile a little bit.
How good is he playing right now? What do you see on film?
Guy's lights out right now. He really is. We're going to have to do a great job, you know, being successful on first and second down, and then really, you know, trying to disguise some coverages and really just kind of get into some one-on-one situations where we can be successful and force him to hold the ball. But, you know, he's getting the ball out of his hands so quick right now. And, you know, those guys are firing on all cylinders. So, you know, you got to do something to throw a wrench in it. And, you know, we're preparing well, and we'll see what happens.
Let me ask you a weird question. Do you think anybody called the Vikings Tuesday, the trading deadline day, requesting a trade for you?
I don't know. You know what? I actually got a couple texts about that, and my feelings got kind of hurt. I was like, I hope the Vikings aren't trying to trade me.
Well, I mean, looking at the complexion of the team and always knowing that there's a business side of it, if somebody had offered the Vikings 2 first-round picks for you, would you have traded you?
Oh, you know what?
Hell no.
No, I couldn't have done it. I couldn't have personally traded myself, you know, obviously. So I think if I would have showed up at work and they told me I was getting on a plane somewhere, I'd probably been pretty pissed.
Well, yeah, but I mean, what if you're not a defensive end in a 3-4 and you're not going to stand up on the outside in a 3-4, so that eliminates a fair amount of teams. But what if it's to a team with a good record and, you know, a better chance to win this year at a higher level? That wouldn't have bugged you?
You know what? I mean, there's more to it. I mean, I got a, you know, 9.5 month pregnant wife. You know, my goal is to make it work here in Minnesota. I mean, I'm trying to. I came here to win championships. This organization is phenomenal. It really is, from the ownership down to the coaches. I mean, everybody involved, to the PR staff, to, you know, everybody involved is excellent. So, you know what? My goal is to play here the rest of my career and bring a championship to Minnesota, and until I get that done, I don't plan on going anywhere.
We have any baby names picked out?
Oh yeah, it's been decided for a while.
Has it been shared publicly, or would you rather not?
Oh, it doesn't matter to me. Brinley, B-R-I-N-L-E-Y.
Brinley Allen. It sounds like a game-changing defensive end who will start out as a long snapper and then come into the game, miss a couple of games, kill McKinney in 2007, and then just make a lot of money from there, right?
Yeah, well, I tell you what, if she's playing football, we got bigger problems on our hands.
What do you mean? We got the LFL, the Lingerie Football League. Mark Rippon's daughter plays.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's not happening. You know what? Kudos to all those ladies out there playing, but I'm not going to have my little girl running around in lingerie.
So obviously you've seen the outfits and the highlights, right?
You know what? Briefly saw them. And,
emphasis on the word brief.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, I know you got to go because you got to work out using your shake weight. Hold on. Christian.
Still, I don't know why that's not implemented in everybody's life routine.
Christian Ponder gets the call this weekend. Your thoughts?
You know what? Coach is doing what he feels is necessary to spark this team and try to win. You know, again, I've said all along, I don't think McNabb should get all the blame for this. There's been games where we've had 20-point leads and defensively we've blown it. So, you know, it's a cumulative effort. It's a group effort. Coach is doing what he's best or thinks is best to spark the team. You know, I've actually said McNabb hasn't gotten enough credit this year for not turning the ball over, which is huge.
Right.
Whoever coach puts out there as our starter, you know, defensively, we're going to go out there and have their backs. And, so everybody's on board around here. Even Donovan, I mean, the sign of a true leader and a great human being and player. I mean, he's been nothing but supportive, and he's rallied and he's handled his role great. So my hat's off to him. And, in Christian, let's go out and get the job done. You know, we're trying to win football games. And at the end of the day, that's what this game is about. And, everybody needs to step up and do their job to the best of their ability, and we can win games.
A couple of quickies to close here for Jared Allen on The Fan and FoxSportsNorth.com. Wasn't the Schwartz-Harbaugh meltdown just hilarious? Schwartz looked like you when you went limping around Ford Field looking to maim Gosder Sherrilis.
It was pretty funny, man. But I don't know. I think Harbaugh might win that fight. I thought it was funny how he came up and he kind of hit far or Harbaugh back, and then Harbaugh like looked at him like, "You've got to be kidding, punk! Like I will slap you." Yeah. And then everybody grabbed him, and then that's when Short started going super crazy. It's like the bouncers at the club were there, and all of a sudden, now I can't have me at you.
Yeah.
I thought it was great. You know what I mean?
It was hilarious.
Hey, coaches should have passion, and they'll use that and both teams will feed off of that.
Two things that made me laugh most. One, after Harbaugh slapped him in the back and shook his hand, if you look closely at Schwartz, he goes, "What the bleep?"
Yeah.
and then started running after him. And then, you know what was most imperative here, Jared, is it was good to see as the fight was being broken up that now with the San Francisco 49ers, clearly Ron Jeremy has found an excellent second career following his first career, coming in there going, "Whoa, whoa, 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 whoa."
I didn't see that part.
Oh, man, you got to look back at it, man. There's Ron Jeremy running in there going, "Whoa, whoa, whoa." Okay, we have to get serious. We're 1-5. Last question.
Hey, when you're 1-5, you got to fight. You got to, have humor and laugh about it.
Yeah, you're right.
Otherwise, you'll go into a bigger ditch.
Why is the game against Green Bay winnable? Last question.
You know what? I mean, every game in this league is winnable. Besides the Chicago Bears, we've been in every game and probably should have won the majority of them. Green Bay, Minnesota, records really don't matter. This is going to be a battle. Obviously, we're a talented team. I hate to be the moral victory guy, but we're a good 1-5 team.
Mm-hmm.
We just got to pull our heads out and get it all put together. You know, we've shown how we can play when we all play together. We just got to do it for 60 minutes.
Yep.
And I know it sounds cliche and it's all that typical stuff, but it really is. It comes down to each guy doing their job, each play till the final whistle blows. And if we do that, we can win the game.
I'm sorry, man, but from 1-5, if you lose a tightly contested game by 3 and you have 3 sacks and Ponder looks the part so that we can sell hope on the radio, we'll take the moral victory and our record will be 1-1-5. One moral victory, one real victory, and 5 losses.
Hey, all I'm saying is don't give up on us yet, guys.
I hear you, man. You know I'm playing around.
I know.
Have a great day, okay?
I will do. Take care.
Yep, Jared Allum, defensive end, Minnesota Vikings.